This is Damage Reduction, written by Soft but Gremlin, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and tagged for Galactic Empire Era. Revel Cody and Revel Obi-Wan, mission fic, injury, banter. "You're wearing armor on this mission," Cody said. The tone was one that left no room for argument.
"I wear armor on every mission," Obi-Wan said, because he had to argue anyway.
"A reasonable amount of armor, smartass," Cody said. "Enough armor to protect someone who isn't a Jedi."
They had had this argument before. They would have this argument again. It was the trouble about having a partner that was just as stubborn as you were.
Cody had managed to bully Obi-Wan into wearing his full set of Mandalorian armor. It was unfairly and almost distractingly attractive, especially considering that the full set meant that Obi-Wan had to wear a kute rather than his usual loose robes.
"See something you like?" Obi-Wan teased.
"Yeah, you taking steps to protect yourself," Cody teased right back.
Obi-Wan gave him an exasperated look at that.
When the explosion hit harder than either of them had actually expected, Cody was so glad that he had made Obi-Wan wear armor. A fast chunk of Neville had zoomed out directly into Obi-Wan, knocking him off of the roof. He had cut himself on the way down, mostly anyway, and didn't look to be seriously injured. Though, by the wobbly way he was running, he probably did have quite a concussion.
"Why is it?"
Cody asked, grabbing Obi-Wan's arm to support him when he stumbled. "That we can never have a mission where everything actually goes to plan." Cody could hear a slight giggle on the in-bucket comms. Definitely concussed.
"Those missions exist?" Obi-Wan asked. "How come I've never been on one?"
"Maybe you should wear armor more often."
"I'll have you know that every time I've worn armor in the past has ended with someone trying their level best to kill me."
"Okay. How is that different from any other day?"
Obi-Wan scowled.
Cody grinned, and both of them knew each other well enough to know exactly what expression they had under their helmets. Cody dragged them both into a dark alleyway, and they caught their breath behind a dumpster. Cody stayed very still. A full kit was noisy to move in, and it would be best not to get caught by the stormtroopers searching for them.
"I think Bantling will be pleased that you didn't come home in critical condition again," Cody said dryly.
"Oh, don't say that before we're out of danger. You'll jinx it,"
Obi-Wan said. Then, almost unrelatedly, he said,
"I think if we stay here for much longer, I'm going to throw up."
"How dizzy are you?"
"Very."
Cody could hear stormtroopers approaching, two of them by the sound of it. He sighed,
already thinking of the best possible plan under the circumstances.
I have a plan, he admitted.
Am I going to hate it?
Obi-Wan asked.
I already hate it,
Cody grumbled.
Ah, Obi-Wan said. Then it is probably our best bet.
Cody waited until the stormtroopers had passed them, then attacked.
These are quite a downgrade from the Phase 1 armor, aren't they?
Stop having opinions. You don't even wear armor.
I wore a full Phase 1 kit for nearly a year, love.
Obi-Wan reminded him.
And I long for the days when that common sense returns to you, dear.
Cody quipped dryly. Obi-Wan was right, though. Stormtrooper armor was awful. It was uncomfortable, the temperature regulation barely worked, the helmet kept fogging up, and even when it didn't, the visor and HUD were such garbage that Cody could barely see where he was going. But it was getting them where they needed to go. One of the stormtroopers had even had a regulation backpack, and the two of them had managed to stuff all their personal armor into it. Even on high alert, the stormtroopers barely questioned the presence of two of their own. Cody passed all their questions with flying colors, of course. He and Rex had made up all these protocols in the days of the Republic. Furthermore, anything that had changed during the Empire, well, during those first years, it was all basically due to him. As soon as they were safely away from the stormtroopers, Cody took his stolen helmet off and threw it as hard as he could. Obi-Wan tisked.
Cody, that's awfully hypocritical of you to do when you've spent years telling me that armor must be treated with respect.
That is not armor, Cody crouched. That's plastoid garbage in a big shape resembling armor.
Tell me how you really feel, dear.
Obi-Wan said, clearly amused. Then he toppled over. It was only Cody's quick reflexes that kept him from hitting the ground.
All right, Cody said. I'm coming bantling for a pickup.
Every time he gives me that disappointed look, it is almost like Bant is still here.
Obi-Wan muttered dryly.
I'm sure she'd be delighted to know that.
Cody replied just as dryly.
Apprentices should take after their teachers, after all.
Obi-Wan made a neutral hum at that. Cody made the come. Then, since they had the time, he went about stripping off the awful stolen armor and rekitting himself with his own. They would be fine. They always were, in the end. The end. Author notes. Bantling is Bant Eryn's Padawan. Bant Eryn's? Eryn's Padawan from the Clone Wars. He doesn't have a name in the legends, but the lore of this fic is that he changed his name after Order 66 to preserve both his safety and his master's memory. Thank you for listening.